something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Southwest Zone 3, Plot 4 Bolahon Adeyike Street, off Quarry Road, Abeokuta, Ogun State. Worship with us on Sundays 8 a.m. or Wednesdays 5:30 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 081-66-248103 or 081-64-445765. Or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovevault360.com.
This is the continuation of the message, Maintain a Joyful Heart.
Hallelujah.
Hebrews chapter 13, and we're reading verse 5. I'd like to read it to you from, again, the Amplified, okay? Let your character or moral disposition be free from love of money, including greed, avarice, lust in craving for earthly possessions, and be satisfied with your present circumstances and with what you have. For he, God himself, has said, I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. I will not in any degree leave you helpless, nor forsake, nor let you down. Then he says, relax my hold on you. Woo! Glory to God. He says, be content with your present circumstances. God knows where you're at. He knows. He knows. Don't get frustrated because someone was promoted and you were not. Oh, come on. Someone can be promoted 3 times and you are not. The day your own comes. Lebakaya. It will come with glory. But between now and then, I'm going to keep keeping on. I'm going to keep my composure. I'm going to delight myself in the Lord. I'm going to do whatever God wants me to do. I'm going to be happy and joyful all the way. And I'm going to rejoice with anyone who has been promoted. Because mine is coming, glory to God. I'll never feel left out. Ay, 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 ay. I'm a success. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Wow. 1 Timothy chapter 6. I'm talking about contentment. Hallelujah. Yeah. A place of contentment. You're not worried about this and that and that and that. You already have everything. That's the way your life ought to be. It's a composure. Because your Father owns the world. He owns the world. Hallelujah. All right, let's go. From verse 6. And it is indeed a source of immense profit for godliness accompanied with contentment. That contentment which is a sense of inward sufficiency. Did you see that? Inward sufficiency is great and abundant gain. It's great and abundant gain. Yeah. Godliness with contentment, he says, is great gain. That's what God in the King James. For we brought nothing into the world, and obviously we cannot take anything out of the world. But if we have food and clothing, with these we shall be content, satisfied. But those who crave, now notice what it says here. This is verse 9. Those who crave to be rich fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish, useless, godless, and hurtful lusts that plunge men into ruin and destruction and miserable perishing. Wow. People who want to be rich, who struggle to be rich, who drive to be rich. You don't need to do that. No. If you have entered into his rest, you have ceased from your struggles and watched the glory of God working in you. You never have to try to make a dog learn to bark. It'll bark if it's a dog. It's in its nature. A corn seed will produce corn. An orange seed will produce oranges. Are you listening to me? If you are the seed of Abraham, it will show up in your life. Your prosperity cannot be stopped. You don't have to struggle for it. This thing is in your system. Discover the features in your life. Discover the features and start living them out. This prosperity is inside you. This glory is inside you. Bring it to the fore. Don't struggle to make it happen. Those who are struggling have not entered into his rest. They are struggling to pay for a house. They are worried because they can't get the house. They're worried because they can't get the car. They're worried and 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 tearing down their life because of this thing that they're looking for. Why are you so worried? Why are you so pained? Are you not the seed of Abraham? Have you forgotten who you are? Have you come to that point of failure? Abraham's seed doesn't fail. Don't you understand it? If you will continue to praise him, if you will continue to serve him, if you will continue to delight yourself in him, he will create the opportunities that will bring you to that place of inheritance that was already planned for you. There's no failure in Christ. How can I discover those things that are in me and bring them out? How can I capitalize in those gifts that God has put within me? Somebody said, I can't sing and I can't preach. What in the world can I do for God? Oh, so much more, so much more. So much more you can do for God. Don't forget this. God's not looking for preachers. And God's not looking for singers. God's looking for those who just walk in love. That's what he's looking for. If you would do that, you're ready for anything. Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, 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 glory to God. Say, mando gros de clahastis. Yeah, ma. Kira ghost. Wow. I'm making progress. See, I'm sharing these things with you because if you have them in you, like Peter said, they make you, that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But it says, he that lacks these things is blind and cannot see afar off and has even forgotten that he was purged from his old sin. In the kingdom of God, you express joy. It's the joy of the Holy Spirit. You express it. You come into the house of God and you are rejoicing. Your life is full of joy. Never allow a moment of being downcast. Never allow it. It is inconsistent with Christianity. Did you hear me? Don't allow it. You say, well, what if someone is feeling? That's what he saved you from. He saved you from being a slave to your feelings. So why would you want to go back there? What if things are not going all right? Not going all right? How could that be? What did you see? Because the principle of the kingdom is what you see is what you get. Not what you see with your optical eyes, but the eyes of your spirit. So when you look with your optical eyes and things are not the way you want them, lift your sights. See with the eyes of the spirit what you want. And what you want should always be consistent with what God wants. Your calling in life is to express the will of the Father. That's your calling in life. You're to live out the desire of your Heavenly Father. You're to manifest the glory and the righteousness of the kingdom of God. That's your job. That's your calling. You are the manifestation of his righteousness. That's what the Bible says. And that should be your choice. This is what I want in my life.
Hallelujah. If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled, Now That You Are Born Again. It will help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 081-66-24-8103 or 081-64-44-5765, or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovevault360.com.
You know, being in Christ's embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ's embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then his vision becomes real, not only to you, but he makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ's embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Southwest Zone 3, Plot 4, Bolahan Adeyinka Street, off Kweri Road, Abeokuta, Ogun State. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m. and on Wednesdays at 5:30 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you would like us to pray with you or to share a testimony, please call 081-66-24-8103 or 081-64-44-5765, or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovevault360.com. God bless you.
This message is titled, Maintain a Joyful Heart.
For the continuation of this message, please visit www.lovevault.radio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-834-34 or +234-802-332-4188, or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovevault360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.